From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Michael Brown reporting. The Russian Air Force Tuesday launched a major operation in Syria's Idlib and Homs provinces. In Washington, the State Department blasted Moscow for the new attacks.
We strongly condemn the resumption of airstrikes in Syria by the Russians as well as the Syrian regime. The most recent reported attacks are on 5 hospitals and 1 mobile clinic in Syria. We believe it's a violation of international law. Despite Russian claims that it halted airstrikes in the past month, Russia allowed no aid or food into East Aleppo. It let Eastern Aleppo residents starve while seeking praise from the international community for halting indiscriminate strikes.
Separately, Tuesday, Syrian news reports said government aircraft bombed terrorist strongholds in Eastern Aleppo, a territory populated by as many as 300,000 civilians, and rebel forces seeking to topple the government of President Bashar al-Assad. United Nations agencies warn food shortages in Syria are growing. Lisa Schlein has our story.
The UN agencies blame the deteriorating food situation in Syria on widespread insecurity and unfavorable weather conditions in parts of the country. Those factors, they say, are preventing farmers from accessing their land and making it difficult for them to earn a living. They warn rising prices and a lack of fertilizer and seeds may force many farmers to abandon their land unless they receive immediate help. Lisa Schlein, Geneva.
The trial of 2 men accused of carrying out the August 2015 bombing at a popular shrine in Thailand began Tuesday after delays over a dispute about translators. The 2 men, ethnic Uyghurs, denied they were involved in the blast that killed 20 people. This is VOA News. U.S. President-elect Donald Trump and Vice President-elect Mike Pence met Tuesday in New York to discuss key appointments in their new government. The 2 have more than 4,000 jobs to fill in the U.S. government as they prepare to assume power January 20th, but their immediate focus is on filling the top diplomatic posts and that of Secretary of Defense, Attorney General, and Homeland Security Chief. So far, Trump's choice as a chief of strategist is generating the most pushback from civil rights observers such as Mark Potok of the Southern Poverty Law Center.
We are very seriously concerned that Donald Trump has named Stephen Bannon to the senior advisor position in the White House. It's a disaster. In effect, what President-elect Trump is doing is inviting white nationalism directly into the People's House in Washington, D.C.
Nearly 1,000 high school students from Washington, D.C. and the surrounding areas walked out of their schools and marched across the city Tuesday in protest of President-elect Donald Trump. Activist groups are looking ahead to march on the day after inauguration on January 20th, with many people on Facebook indicating their intent to fly to Washington to participate. President Obama was in Greece Tuesday, assuring America's European allies that the U.S. will retain its commitment to NATO under the presidency of Donald Trump.
I still don't feel responsible for what the president-elect says or does. But I do feel a responsibility as President of the United States to make sure that I facilitate a good transition.
On his last foreign trip as president, Mr. Obama said NATO, quoting now, provides significant continuity even as we see a transition of government in the United States. The U.S. leader also called on NATO members to spend more on defense. 2 more Somali American men have been sentenced to prison for conspiring to provide material support to the Islamic State. U.S. federal agents arrested the 2 men in 2014 after they boarded a plane bound for Greece and then Syria. Prosecutors said they were part of a group of friends who began inspiring each other to join the Islamic State militants in the spring of 2014. Some of their friends made it to Syria, but the 9 who were prosecuted did not. An Egyptian court has thrown out a death sentence against former President Mohamed Morsi and ordered a retrial on charges connected to a prison break during a 2011 uprising. The Court of Cassation said Tuesday 5 other co-defendants will also get new trials. For details on these stories, much more news, we invite you to join us at our website, voanews.com. I'm Michael Brown, reporting in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.